Leverage. Written by Nirej Siki. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Mo Dao Zhu Shi. Rating, G. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Leverage Fusion. Thank you all for coming, Lanzi Chen said, pouring tea for the other three people at the table. I think you all know why I've asked you to gather here today.
Sure, Niaming Tui said, accepting the cup. Because our younger siblings have decided to join together to become a criminal gang.
That seems like an unduly harsh way to put it. Jiang Yanli murmured, inclining her head in thanks to Lanzi Chen as she took her own. After all, they're helping people, aren't they?
Wen Qing huffed.
Leverage, she drawled. If I ever find out who gave them that idea.
I don't know why you're so upset about it,
Niaming Tui said.
Weren't you the one who wanted your brother to socialize more?
I meant that he should have friends. Not that he should start breaking laws on the orders of your brother.
I'm fairly sure he's really only there for Wei Wuxian.
Your brother's the mastermind, she said flatly. The useless mastermind.
Niaming Tui's eyes curved as he smiled involuntarily.
He really is good for nothing, isn't he? He doesn't have a single talent. Except for getting other people to do all the work for him, that is.
Delegation is a skill, Jiang Yanli agreed, also smiling. It really is interesting how everyone involved seems to have chosen specialities that don't seem to quite suit them, doesn't it? Lan Wangji, for instance, choosing to take on work as the hitter despite being a pacifist.
He's not a pacifist. Lanzi Chen protested weakly. He just prefers not to engage in unnecessary acts of violence.
Niaming Tui patted him on the shoulder sympathetically. I still can't believe Wei Wuxian decided he could be a grifter, Wen Qing said, rolling her eyes. As his roommate, I'm embarrassed. Deeply embarrassed.
He's very successful at it, Jiang Yanli said, trying to be supportive.
He knows only one grift, Wen Qing said flatly, and it's annoying people into doing things his way.
Well, yes, but at least Nie Gongxi seems to take that into account when making his plans,
Jiang Yanli tried, then shrugged.
At any rate, they seem happy. I really don't think this is a matter of concern enough to draw us all together.
Wen Qing crossed her arms. And you have no concerns regarding your fiancé, their so-called thief?
A thief who doesn't steal anything because he's too rich to need to,
Niaming Tui said dryly.
I feel sorry for that boy, Lanzi Chen murmured. Affection seems to have been in short supply in Lanling, replaced by material objects. It's not that strange he developed an unusual compulsion.
He paused for a moment, then smiled a little ruefully.
Personally, I've always wondered about Jiang Cheng's role.
Jiang Yanli held out her hand, indicating her helplessness.
I have no idea. He was never good at a raise, and yet he seems perfectly capable of bringing them down, no matter how complicated. Some hidden talent, perhaps?
The opposite, Wen Qing said with a sigh. Speaking as the local expert in a raise, his talent for a raise is so low that he just breaks them by accident, every time.
They all winced at the thought. At least your brother isn't technically a criminal, Niaming Tui told Wen Qing, bringing the conversation back to the original point. He just helps them out sometimes. The rest of the time, he's an art appraiser. That's a perfectly respectable occupation.
He's fantastic at appraising art, Wen Qing said, rubbing her temples. But he's so terrified of confrontation that he can't bring himself to tell any of his clients that their art is worthless. I'll never forgive Wen Rohan for it. Never. Have I thanked you recently for getting rid of him, sect leader Nie?
Niaming Tui waved a hand. I would have done it anyway. You know that.
Still, it was a good deed. And all the talent and arrays in the world are useless if what you need is a really strong fist.
Saber, he corrected her.
Speaking of good deeds, it seems like our younger siblings have taken on a new client,
Lan Xichen said, changing the subject. Wen Qing, if you could.
Certainly, she said, and dipped her fingers into the tea before using the liquid to draw an array on the table, the details of the client appearing in floating letters in the air. It also included the details of the plan that Nie Huaisang had sketched out to solve the problem. It's a fairly typical heart-wrenching story, so I don't blame them for taking it, but I really do think this one is out of their league. The plan relies on their getting access to this particular treasure room at the very interior of the sect. And, well, Jiang Cheng is good at breaking arrays, but as you see...
That's not the right number of guards, too, Jiang Yanli said, studying the information with a frown.
Their information must be outdated. My understanding is that the number has grown considerably now that they're on alert. Lan Wangji will be greatly outnumbered. Poor Asian's heart will be broken if anything happens to him.
Mine as well, Lan Xichen put in, and smiled as she blushed and waved her hands.
I can take care of thinning the herd, Niaming Tui assured both of them. If one of you can get me to the choke point on the second floor, I can probably do it so that he won't even notice that I'm there.
That won't be a problem, Lan Xichen said, shaking his head. I've already spoken with a few people inside. Someone will be more than happy to let me through the gate.
By which you mean you've somehow convinced them that you're on their side again, Wen Qing said, rolling her eyes. No offense, sect leader Lan, but if you keep doing that, you're going to get another stalker.
Ayao isn't a stalker, Lan Xichen said. He's a professional.
A professional Interpol agent who wants to arrest all of us, Niaming Tui said, shaking his head. Ridiculous. I know exactly what that man is capable of. The people he's stepped on in his journey to the top. He has no room to talk about virtuous conduct at all.
You shouldn't be so harsh on him, Daga.
I'm pretty sure it's a kink,
Wen Qing whispered to Jiang Yanli, who giggled. She shook her head and turned back to them.
It's not as if we don't all know that you're dating him, sect leaders. My point was that we don't want any more of him. Anyway, you're all interrupting my presentation.
Everyone muttered apologies. I think everyone's plan sounded very good, she continued. But that still all depends on them getting in, and that means the defensive arrays have to be brought down to a level that our brothers can handle. I can do that if I have access to the spiritual treasure that forms the center of their array. Yanli?
Of course, Yanli said with a smile. Sect leader Lan, when you bring sect leader Nie inside, can you plan to bring me in as well?
Certainly. You can be our secretary. We'll send you to fetch tea. Will that be enough time for you to obtain the object?
I'll make it work, she said.
Young Mistress Jiang is being humble, Niaming Tui said. A defensive system like that won't even take you the length of time it takes to burn a stick of incense.
You flatter me, sect leader Nie,
she said with a laugh.
I'm really only a very average thief in my category.
When your category of thief has only one person, you are, by definition, average, Wen Qing said, rolling her eyes. I hope you've given your fiancé some tips.
He's far too embarrassed by it for us to discuss it openly, she said, smiling. But I've slipped in a few pointers here and there. I was thinking of bringing it up after the wedding.
Once he's had a chance to see that you're not breakable, Wen Qing teased. A little bit of tossing and turning.
Lady Wen, please, Lan Xichen said, looking flustered himself.
Returning to the main point, are we all agreed on the plan? Our younger siblings must never know we've helped, of course.
Seems good to me,
Nie Mingtui said, and the others nodded as well.
See, Xichen, this is why we don't need A Yao to join us. We're fine without a mastermind bossing us around.
But he'd enjoy it. He is technically Jin Xishuan's older sibling, Jiang Yanli put in. And this is a gathering of older siblings. You should consider it, sect leader Nie.
He snorted, but shrugged. I'll think about it. No promises.
Enough, enough, Wen Qing said. Time's limited. Let's go steal our younger brothers some self-confidence. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!